We're here starting your day right with Marketing Espresso, your marketing caffeine hit of the day.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Marketing Espresso. Thanks for listening. I hope you're having a great week. I hope that things are going well. I hope you're working on your marketing. Let's be honest, that's what I hope you are doing. If you are not, I hope that this show is a reminder to do that. But what I'm excited for today is I have a special guest back, as I've been doing. And today she's going to give us some more insights because her last episode was amazing. So she's back joining us again. And of course, I'm talking about the wonderful Tegan Purdon, who joined us last time. And as I said, she is a marketing guru. She is a brand and marketing strategist that supports purpose-driven businesses to have a solid grasp of their brand and implement holistic strategic marketing. Her aim is to reduce marketing fatigue by providing easy-to-implement marketing strategies that work for you and removes the spaghetti-on-the-wall approach when it comes to messaging and offerings. She offers a variety of services, including coaching, intensive workshops, and consulting, all aimed at being budget-friendly for small businesses looking to grow. I'm so grateful that she's decided to join us again and share some more pearls of wisdom. She has so much to offer from her career in marketing. She's awesome. If you love this episode and you loved the last episode with Tegan, I really encourage you to reach out to her. All her details are in the show notes, but let's jump into the episode and waste no more time. Welcome back, Tegan.
I know, you'd be back. I'm so excited to be back. Thank you. Yeah.
I feel like today's episode is really cool because it's really different to what everyone, like what I guess the theme of Marketing Espresso is, like in a way, because it's actually talking about us as people.
I know. So exciting.
I know. I love this. So today we're going to talk about understanding our role as a brand ambassador in a corporate situation. And I think this is really cool because there's a lot of the time, I felt this, I don't know about your time in corporate, but I always felt like I didn't want to represent the company just in case I kind of stuffed up or like, you know what I mean? Like I didn't really feel like I could have a personal brand when I worked for someone.
It's so true. Like you feel like, especially when you work for big corporations, you've got all these guidelines and all these documents and you kind of panic a little bit. You're like, oh, I really want to like be super excited about this project I'm working on, but I kind of don't want to get in trouble. And I don't want to put it on social media. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, 100%. And I think we are seeing people putting themselves out there probably a little bit more on LinkedIn. I know I say it with my clients, if they're bigger clients, they've got staff and things their staff are posting. I'm like, this is great. So maybe there is a little bit of a shift, which is nice. But you're going to talk to us about how you can actually develop personal brand.
Yes. And this is something I love to do, especially because I work with a lot of businesses. Often they're smaller businesses and they're not at that size where they've got those procedures. They're not at that size where they've got all of that guidelines and people that they can run stuff by. They're, you know, three or four people and they've got this corporate brand they're trying to build up. And obviously this day and age, it's so important to have a face to the brand because people connect with people. I mean, it's not groundbreaking information there, right?
We talk about it often.
Yes, but like people connect with people. So it's important that you actually have a face to it. You have some sort of people behind it, especially if it's service-based. People want to know who they're buying from. And that's when it comes into this awkward situation where you're like, I want you to do posting, but I need some guidelines. I need some areas that I can work in. And that's when I say to them to think about yourself as a brand ambassador and you are representing that brand. You're top tier influencer, you know, you've made it in the industry, but you have to have those boundaries of not only the brand boundaries, but then how you also set yourself up with your boundaries as a personal ambassador to this brand. And it's a really exciting exercise to do and often one where you have really obvious don'ts, like, you know, don't post up if you've, you know, broken up with your boyfriend or whatever it might be, that unless you're a dating app, then it might make sense. You know, it's not relevant. You want to make sure that you're having these boundaries that set in play what you should be sharing about you as a person and what you shouldn't be sharing. And it's things like, you know, I always use George Clooney because, I mean, it's George Clooney.
Yeah, let's definitely talk about George Clooney.
Like, exactly. We always have time for George. But, you know, he is ambassador for, you know, let's say Nespresso. Nespresso were just like they wanted to elevate the instant coffee area industry. And so what did they do? They put someone who is like the epitome of sophistication and, you know, pure sexiness as their brand ambassador. And not only, did that elevate their brand, but it also made sure that he aligned with that brand and the aesthetics that they wanted to get to, the perception that they wanted to be at. You think in Nespresso, you think of like clean, chic, amazing instant coffee.
Yeah, you do. It's like, I'm a coffee snob. So I'm glad that you use the Nespresso, because I will say I personally don't own an espresso because I like buying my own beans. I like grinding my own beans, that sort of stuff, right? Because I'm a snob. But if I couldn't possibly have the setup that I've got, Nespresso would 100% be the way that I go, because it's like, oh yeah, of the instant coffee market, they do a great job.
Exactly. But if there's like a video that comes out of George in like, you know, horrible stained clothes, swearing like a sailor, you know, completely unkept, you bet that Nespresso would have an opinion on that. They'll jump in and be like, wait a second, you're our ambassador and you're not living up to our expectations. You're damaging our brand in a way that we don't want it to go.
Mm, and you see it all the time with like sports stars are a great example of this, because they get into trouble a fair bit. All right. Like, sorry guys, but you do. And you see brands pull away so quick when they're like, oh my God, we do not want to be associated with that person.
Yeah. And it's so true, because as you would know, a brand is a perception. Every single person sees a brand differently.
Mm.
Yeah, and as a brand ambassador, you're a branding tool.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you are.
I think it's an interesting point, right? Because we encourage people to come to work as themselves these days, right? Like, I think we're trying to, you know, you and I were talking about this whole what it was like to work in corporate Sydney before we started recording. And it's like, it was painful because as a woman, you're expected to wear makeup and high heels and look a certain way and dress a certain way. And I remember I had a sales manager say to me once, well, if you're going to work in the Sydney office, you can't look like that. And I was like, sorry, what? Like, what? Because my hair's curly? Or like, you know, I was like, what the hell? And I remember being like, oh, and even now when I go into my Sydney office, I still have her in the back of my head, right? All these years later, she's like, oh, it's just so fashionable working in the city. And I think that like as businesses, we are trying to move away from these like horrid stereotypes, I think. But there is still, if you have a brand and you're working for a brand, we do have an obligation to make sure that our brand matches the brand that we're working for. And I don't think that it doesn't necessarily take away from who you want to be and how you want to show up. But I do think there's got to be a values alignment there.
Definitely. And it has to be like a line, like a boundary that crosses into, and you need that for you as an individual. You don't constantly want to be in your work corporate, you know, mindset, because I mean, unless you're, I mean, I don't think anyone is actually ever really full themselves, not even the top tier people are all themselves when it comes to what people see as part of the brand. And I'm talking about like what happens in the office. That's completely different. But like what you actually representation of yourself and your business online more specifically, because behind closed doors and be in an office that, you know, I know that the jargon, the talks, the who you are and how you get along with people is really important. But then when you go into a, you know, an office of someone else, you're that representation, you're that brand ambassador, and you have to be switched on in that mindset. So it's really important to just have that line of when you can actually switch off from that brand, that ambassador person, to who you are as an individual. And it's a really healthy thing to actually go, yeah, these are my lines that I'm not going to cross, or these are my lines that are going to let me switch off.
Yeah. And I think it's helpful to set that up early on in your career. And there's never any time that it's too late. But I think because then it's something you will carry through to every single job that you ever have.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think interestingly, another point on this that I remember would come up often in corporate roles I was in, no one wanted to put their face to the brand, because it was like, and then I remember some CEOs that I worked for, they were like, oh, but what if so-and-so leaves? And there was this huge concept around what if, you know, our top sales rep leaves? Like, so what are your thoughts around that? Like, because I know a lot of brands probably still are hesitant for certain staff to post things because they are worried about the, oh, but what about when they change jobs or whatever? What are your thoughts around that?
I think that as a brand, that they're your ambassadors. They're not yours to keep.
Mm.
And if you as an individual, you should understand that you have a difference between you as a business person, as an individual, and as your own brand, And then you have you as a brand ambassador. So that personal brand of that one that you can carry with you, that's how you represent yourself. That's that person behind the closed doors, right? That's the person where you're in an internal meeting and that's who you are as an individual. That is who you are as a business person. And that's your personal brand that you take everywhere with you. And then you have that brand ambassador. That's the person who represents you and represents the bigger brand. That's the person who goes into the offices of someone else. That's the person who posts on social media for that particular brand. And they're two different types of ways that you can look at it. But as a business and as a brand, you take that and you leverage it. You can't expect people to stick around forever.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter the incentives, no matter the what, they're going to go and do their own thing. They want to challenge.
You should encourage that, right?
Like, you should, yeah. And it's something where you just like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna work with you, and you're gonna build my brand up to where it needs to go. And then sometimes you actually do want to shift because you want to push your brand into a different level. Mm-hmm. You want to push it to a different, like we spoke about Nespresso before.
Yeah,
you know, if they wanted to stay at the instant coffee, you know, tradies or the work site style, then they would in a heartbeat drop George. Sorry, George.
And get Scott Cam.
Exactly. Scotty, come on down. You know? And it's not always a bad thing to be changing that main brand ambassador. I mean, fashion do it all the time.
Yeah.
You don't see them skipping a heartbeat over it. No, we're using you to get you to a point where we want our brand to be perceived in this sort of way. You've done your job. Now we're going to go and pay millions of dollars for someone else to do that, to get us to the next goal that we want and the next perception that we want. Or we've done a major boo-boo and we need to correct ourselves, and we're going to get somebody else to help us do that.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's really helpful, because hopefully that demystifies for a lot of organizations this fear around getting their staff to interact with them online and kind of, you know, putting their best foot forward and doing all that sort of stuff. Because I think everyone should be encouraged to have an online presence as a person. Like, you know, if you don't have a LinkedIn set up yet and you're career minded and you're trying to grow your personal brand, then that's the first place you should start. But yeah, I think that's been so helpful. Thank you, Tegan.
Not a problem.
So as I always say, if you guys want to find Tegan, all her details are in the show notes. It's been a delight to have you back again.
Thank you so much for letting me come back on here.
And have an awesome day, and we'll talk soon.
You too.